from Elon on Twitter, including an update on how the FSD beta button rollout is going to be handled. So we've been kind of wondering about Tesla's rollout strategy there for a while. We got some clarity on that, as well as a new FSD beta version number 10.0.1. So not 10.1, that'll be still a little bit away, but we did get that kind of bug fix update today. So we'll talk a bit about that. We've got some news on the plug-in electric vehicle market in Germany. Elon commented on that on Twitter as well. Some SpaceX updates and a couple other items. So first, we'll start off with the stock today. I think Tesla every day this week was green, if I recall correctly, finishing up 0.33% today in a pretty tough macro environment. So the NASDAQ was down about 1%, 0.9% on the day. So Tesla closing up 0.33% to $759.49 to wrap up a pretty strong week as we approach here, just a couple weeks left in Q2. Kind of notably today, the volume was quite a bit higher than we've seen recently, so about 26 million shares traded, and that was the highest volume day that we've seen in probably about 6 weeks or so, a little bit over a month. Part of the reason for that, just wanted to touch on that quickly, today is kind of known as the triple witching day, or now it's been adapted to the quadruple witching day, which some people have a problem with because witches come in threes, but the quadruple witching day, it's more of a technical thing, but it's basically the alignment of a lot of different options expirations. So when you have in the middle of September, it's basically like the Q3 options expirations for individual stock, for indexes, commodities, etc. So there's a lot of things trading that day, and that causes part of the higher spike in volume. So that's part of why we saw that today. We'll see if that continues, though. We did get some higher volume days earlier this week than what we had seen for the last couple of weeks, too. All right, so getting into the news here. So first up, biggest news is this update on FSD. So Elon noting that 10.0.1 release is rolling out now. I haven't had a chance to drive it yet. We're actually, me and Jossim are taking it out right after this. That's why we're doing a live stream today. So we're going to go test it out. I'm sure there are not many, you know, noticeable differences, but still we want to get some videos out too and just see what we can find to encounter in Milwaukee and see how it handles it. But anyway, so 10.1, which Elon has previously said is going to be the merger between basically navigate on autopilot on the highways and the city streets, how Tesla's handling it now. So hopefully we'll see that merger. And then he also said that that is going to be with the beta request button. So this is the same as he had previously said, despite I think a lot of the feedback from the beta testers has been so far that, you know, 10.0 doesn't seem to really be a huge step forward. It's tough for me to say because, again, just coming to it now with 10.0. So it'll be interesting to see if 10.1 is kind of that next step forward. And it looks like Tesla will go ahead and roll it out kind of anyway, which is, it's going to be interesting to see. It's definitely not perfect yet. Most of my drives, as I said, have required disengagements. And as you guys have seen, I'm a little bit more willing to let things play out. So there's going to be a lot of disengagements. Hopefully people are attentive. Hopefully it goes to good drivers, and hopefully it gets Tesla the data that they need. I think that's probably the best argument for rolling it out right now, because it's definitely not a finalized, you know, it's very much still a beta right now. So it does cause me a little bit of concern just in terms of, okay, what if something bad does happen with so many more people potentially getting the beta in these coming weeks? It just heightens the risk of an incident by a lot with that many more drivers. So, you know, we'd hate to see something bad happen. Statistically, something bad will happen eventually. It's just kind of a matter of time. So I think, you know, we'll see how it goes sort of in the coming weeks. So Friday, it's a little bit unclear on the timing. The other thing I wanted to point out, so he said a week from Friday in my time zone, Central Time, which I think Elon was in Texas when he tweeted this, a week from Friday, that would mean, you know, it would have been Friday at that time then, Friday early in the morning. So that would mean from Friday the 24th, which would be October 1st, which would put it then into Q4, which would mean that we do, I've been kind of talking about hoping for this, we do get that clean quarter without having to worry about too much deferred revenue recognition from rolling out FSD in Q3. If it does actually happen next Friday on the 24th, then some of that would fall into Q3, and we'll talk about that at that point in time. But to me, it is ambiguous a little bit here, but that does read as the rollout, the button happening on October 1st. So we'll see if Tesla can stick to that timeline. In terms of how that rollout is going to go, Elon giving us finally a little bit of clarity on this process, because remember, it was the beta request button, which left us with a little bit of uncertainty on, okay, how many of those requests are then going to be granted. So Elon saying, beta button will request permission to assess driving behavior using Tesla insurance calculator. If driving behavior is good for 7 days, beta access will be granted. So again, to me, it is a little bit ambiguous here as well. If driving behavior is good for 7 days, if that means the 7 days preceding requesting the beta, or if it is following requesting the beta. My guess is following, because it's probably asking permission to then track those metrics over the following week, instead of asking permission to then look at the history over the last 7 days, which could be either, but my guess is it's going to look at the following days. So we might see the button on October 1st. We might see the first then rollout of the or expansion of the beta program on October 8th, if my assessment of both of those tweets is correct, but obviously there could be some variability there. So again, this is going to be, it sounds like here, if driving behavior is good for 7 days, beta access will be granted. It doesn't seem like it's going to be extremely limited. So seems to me to be really good news for people that are, obviously very anxious to get the beta and try it out. So exciting, even if it is a little bit slower, still exciting to see some progress here. Just a quick update here in terms of FSD in Norway. Somebody asked about this. Elon did reply saying technology probably ready in a few months, thereafter limited by regulatory approval. So Elon's still very bullish on that. I would apply that probably to other jurisdictions as well, with obviously he said similar things about Canada in terms of timelines before too. So those were kind of the main FSD beta updates. But we'll stick with Elon's Twitter here. There are a couple other tweets that I just want to cover too. So Clean Technica tweeted out this article about plug-in electric vehicles getting a 28% market share in Germany for the month of August, which is obviously super encouraging, super exciting. Elon replying to that saying, again, sort of ambiguously, I guess that's the trend for today, September will be interesting. So tough to exactly say what that means. Maybe looking at the Clean Technica article can give us a little bit of insight on that. So just to go through some of the details. So August, plug-in electric vehicle market share, 28%. That does include plug-in hybrids, unfortunately. I think you guys know how I feel about that by now, but 15% battery electric vehicles, which is still a pretty high market share. So it's good to see that. That's for the month of August. I think for year to date, battery electrics, all electrics are at 11%. Total electrified would be at 23% year to date in Germany. You can see here in August, Model 3 doing pretty well, trailing the Volkswagen ID.3. Obviously, Volkswagen would be producing those over in Europe versus the Tesla being imported from Shanghai. And Tesla's still doing pretty well, trailing the ID.3 only by about, 700 vehicles, 800 vehicles there. Model Y then down there at 864, which maybe that's what Elon is hinting at. Maybe we're going to see a lot more Model Ys be registered in September. I'm not sure if there's a lag here between importing the vehicle and registration. I think that's probably why Elon is saying September is going to be interesting. We do expect them to kind of wrap up most of their exporting from Shanghai, but those vehicles could still be on boats. Obviously, if they put them on a boat in August, they're going to end up being delivered and then counted in Germany in September. So we could see Model 3 spike up, we could see Model Y spike up, and maybe lead in market share in September, and maybe that is what Elon is alluding to with this tweet. So I think that was most of what I wanted to point out here. I think we do have the year-to-date numbers as well that Clean Technica shared. And again here, Model 3 just trailing behind the ID.3 and the E-Up, which I actually don't, not familiar with the E-Up, so I might have to do a little bit of research on that one. But Model 3, about 3,000 vehicles behind the leader there. So again, if September is great, maybe not going to catch that, but could have a chance. All right, next up here, this one's a quick one too, also on Germany. So we talked about that GigaFest website. Some commenters yesterday, there were conflicting opinions, but the consensus seems to be that that is a Tesla website. So I would still be a little bit cautious with it, but it does seem to be established by Tesla Germany. And Elon then confirming today that he is going to be attending that so-called GigaFest or factory tour on October 9th. All right, just wrapping up with Elon's Twitter then here. So the next piece here is just on a little bit over to SpaceX, but Elon encouraging people to submit public comments for the Federal Aviation Administration's basically review of the environmental impact of launching SpaceX Starship and Super Heavy there out of Boca Chica. So they say, FAA says they cannot launch that vehicle until the FAA completes its licensing process. They're going to be gathering input until October 18th, 2021. And I think there is a public hearing on October 6th and 7th. So if you want to be a part of any of that, submit feedback. You have until the 18th if you want to be a part of the hearings. Again, that's on the 6th and 7th. I wish I had more insight that I could share to, encourage people to provide comments. Not my area of expertise here, so hopefully some of you out there do have a little bit more knowledge in that space. All right, sorry, I said last on Elon's Twitter. This is kind of the last on Elon's Twitter, but I guess Tesla Mania on Twitter, but Elon here giving a little bit of a presentation to the New Energy Vehicle Congress, the World New Energy Vehicle Congress for China. So it was kind of unusual. Just go over, I won't play the video here, but just go over to Tesla Mania's Twitter if you want to watch that. It's only like 3 minutes in total. And it's Elon definitely reading off a script, which is very unusual. Normally he's just kind of out there saying things off of the cuff, but he's definitely reading off a script in this case, which was kind of strange to see. Not too many really important details. He talked about Tesla and how they're, not just an automotive company, but working on autonomous driving, AI. Reiterated that he's confident that Tesla's full self-driving can eventually be 10 times safer than a human driver. And then he talked a little bit about just the electric vehicle market in general. He said, quote, "My frank observation is that Chinese automobile companies are the most competitive in the world, especially because some are very good at software, and it is software that will most shape the future of autonomous of the automotive industry, from design to manufacturing, and especially autonomous driving." So yeah, that was kind of the most interesting part of that. Not anything super critical to watch, but if you do want to see Elon reading off a teleprompter, you can go check that video out. Last couple of items here. So first up, the Model 3 delivery estimates have changed again, I think just on the Standard Range Plus. So the Standard Range Plus Model 3 in North America, at least where I'm at, has moved now from February out to March. So we're sitting here and, mid-September, 6 month wait time on the Model 3, at least on the opening price point Model 3. So for Q4, that means, we're gonna see the impact of Tesla raising prices here in Q3. We're gonna continue to see that in Q4. And then there's also gonna be a mixed benefit, I think, in Q4, because we've been seeing these longer wait times on the Standard Range vehicles now for quite some time. So it looks like Tesla, they seem to be prioritizing based on the earlier delivery dates here, the higher trim vehicles, which would make a lot of sense under normal business conditions. However, Tesla, for their entire history, has not necessarily been operating under normal business conditions because they have been so battery constrained. So it is kind of interesting now to see the higher performance vehicles with more batteries having that shorter wait time, because in the past, we've never conclusively been able to determine this, but there have been occasions where it seems like Tesla has been trying to incentivize more towards the lower battery amount vehicles just because of the battery constraint. If you only have, a gigawatt hour of batteries, you can build more standard range vehicles than you can build long range vehicles. So when batteries are constrained, well, you're going to try to incentivize people into ordering the lower battery vehicle. In this case, it looks like Tesla's actually doing the opposite, which maybe is an indicator right now that they are not facing that sort of constraint that they usually are in the business. So I think that's interesting. It also, in the context of everything going on with chip shortages and things like that, I think that makes a little bit more sense than it normally would. But anyway, kind of back to the main point there, if that's the case, and it seems to be Tesla pushing more orders towards these higher trim vehicles, again, we should see those price benefits in Q3 and then mixed benefits into Q4. And, Tesla's margins, they're going to be good. That's all we can say for now. They're going to be good. And we'll do our preview later on. All right, last up here. So this is just a quick one. I've had it on my notes for kind of a week now, but fitting here into this episode, this is from Max Hodak, an update just from this is the Neuralink co-founder that recently left Neuralink. So it's been since announced, and we talk about this, that he's starting a company called Science. He did give us a little bit of an update, just some insight into, you know, the process of leaving Neuralink. And, you know, anytime a high profile member of one of Elon's companies leaves, people get a little bit up in arms and want to know what's going on. So he provided an update here. I just wanted to pass that along, make sure that people had seen this. So Max says, as for Neuralink, I was being genuine when I said that I had learned a ton there and remained significantly invested in their success. The truth is that it wasn't my choice to leave, and there was a lot left there I still wanted to do. But as usual, Elon was right. It was time for me to go. The background is complex and in some sense doesn't really matter. In what should be a surprise to no one, Elon is by far the most effective operator I've ever met, and the 4 years I had there were, in retrospect, the best education on how to turn difficult technical problems into businesses I could have possibly found. Going forward, though we both work on the brain, our goals are different. Science is not working on products that will likely be very useful for merging with AI, though that is a mission in which I hope Neuralink is successful. From a technology standpoint, what we are pursuing at Science is quite different. End quote. So that gives us a little bit of background. It sounds like, you know, through the course of the business development there at Neuralink, there had been, I don't know if it was conflict or something like that, just different perspectives on the business, whatever it was. Elon had decided that it was time for them to part ways, and sounds like no hard feelings from Max's side, and obviously very complimentary and supportive of Elon and the work that they've done together. So again, you know, anytime that happens, there's speculation. So I just wanted to make sure that that was passed along. People had a chance to see that. All right. So with that, we are going to wrap it up and we're going to head out and see if there's anything new in 10.0.1 with the FSD beta. And hopefully we'll have some more videos out this weekend. Maybe we'll try out some of those routes that we did last time. And then we do have, as Jocelyn mentioned on the last episode, last FSD beta episode, we do have Summerfest going on, so it should be a pretty high traffic night here, and we'll see how it does. So look for those over the weekend. But other than that, hope you all have a great weekend. Make sure to sign up. Make sure to subscribe. Sign up for notifications. You can also follow me on Twitter at Tesla Podcast, and I'll see you in the beta videos. But then again, on Monday for the September 20th episode of Tesla Daily. Thank you.